Hi there, and welcome back. Today, I want to talk about why the hell it takes so long to make Etsy work. So many people come to me saying, you know what, I've done all the steps and this still isn't doing anything for me. In fact, just today I got an email in my inbox of a tribe member who was telling me that she had done everything she needed to do. Her photos were ideal, she was offering a product that clearly sold, she's researched her competitors, and she just doesn't understand why her items aren't selling. So the reality is a lot of sellers make this mistake, and I want to talk you through your own frustration and why this is a common problem. Then I want to just kind of go over what it's really like and what it's really going to look like for you to make it where you want to be, how long it's realistically going to take, and what you should kind of expect. Because honestly, some people realize, you know what, I don't have a year or two to wait for this to happen, or I don't want to spend this much time learning new things. And some people are just missing one single thing and they're like, oh, I didn't realize I could just fix this and everything would be great. So let's figure out today which one you are, if you are the person who has a mountain ahead of you, or if you're just in the sort of situation where one thing here and there will make a big difference for you. Now, I just want you to keep in mind before we get started, every business has to deal with these problems. There's no such thing as just starting a business and then letting it run forever. Once you start it and it actually gets going and you start to see momentum in terms of sales, you're going to notice that you have to do things to keep those sales up. And there's no such thing as sitting back and relaxing. I know you can automate tools and you can make things work for you. That's totally cool. But when it comes to keeping things consistent, there is no such thing as walking away. For example, recently I've been using Pinterest for a ton of my blog traffic, and over the last 3 months, I've seen a huge traffic crash there. What I didn't know was that there was an algorithm change, and what I was doing for the last literally 4 years that was working beautifully for me is now not going to work anymore. So that's just one of many things that you might come across in the course of your business where you're like, oh, I kind of need to adjust this and change it. So once I figured out how to use the algorithm correctly, I had to make a bunch of changes. I had to change my graphics. I had to change my descriptions. I had to change what I was posting, how I was posting it, how often I was posting it. And here's the thing. I did this literally a month ago. It still hasn't fully rebounded yet. And I don't really expect it to fully rebound for 3 to 6 months. I just don't think that things are that simple. And I know from experience that there's no such thing as instant gratification. A lot of us do online business because online is instant and we like to see things right away. But when it comes to a business, there's no such thing as instant. When it comes to an app, you can click a button and do something instantly, but seeing actual change is different. Okay, so back to our seller who wrote me, and she was like, I'm doing all the things. If this is you and you're like, I'm doing all the things and it's not working, I want you to really ask yourself this question. And this is a hard question, but if you can ask it, you're going to find the problem for real. Are you actually doing everything? So many people are like, yes, yes, I'm doing everything. I'm frustrated. Just tell me what to do. But here's the deal. No one can do everything. If you were doing everything, you'd have a team. It's just not possible. I know that no one is doing everything. So when people come to me and say, I'm doing everything right, I know that they're missing something and they're too frustrated to actually take a step back and look for it. So let's take a look at our seller in this example. She's a slime seller, and basically she's saying, you know, I'm only selling the same things over and over again. My pictures are fine. She's right. Her pictures are fine. She's like, I'm in line with my competition. I'm doing stuff that's similar to what they're doing. Those aren't the only things that you can do with your shop at all. I mean, looking at your competition, getting your pictures right, and making something trendy, that's 3 out of maybe 40 things that you should be thinking about for your shop in the back of your head. Yes, those 40 things are small, but it's still really valuable to stop thinking about things in terms of all or nothing. Let's think about what other steps you need to take in your Etsy shop. Our seller only had 32 items. All of her competitors that I took a look at had between, some of them had low items like 29, but most of the people who were making, you know, 10,000 plus sales over the course of their shop being open were around more like 50 to 80 or even 100 items. Making more items is valuable for every shop. It's something that every seller needs to consider. And just because you have a shop with a bunch of items in it doesn't mean you won't have to add new items. Adding new items plays a huge role in how Etsy ranks your shop and how often it shows you in search. So even in a shop that's 4 or 5 years old, if you haven't added an item in years, that's a problem. You need to stay up with trends. People shop on Etsy for that exact reason. So make sure you're adding items at least once every single quarter. It's super important to do that. Now, the other thing I noticed about this particular seller, she's made like 100 sales, and a lot of her competitors have made tens of thousands of sales, but she's still priced higher than those people that have made tens of thousands of sales. This is something I see commonly where people will be like, well, big sellers can afford to sell for less because they're making lots of sales. But did it ever occur to you that big sellers make more sales because their items might be at that price range? When it comes to comparing yourself to big sellers, looking at your competition can show you what you should do or what you shouldn't do. In the case of pricing, if everybody on a search page is lower than your price, then your prices are too high. And in the case of our seller, she could actually be making a lot of sales if her prices were more in line with the industry standard. What people were doing in her particular niche was offering different size little containers of slime, meaning the smallest container was super cheap, like $2 to $4. And the biggest container was more in line with her prices, around $8 to $15. So she could still be selling at the same price, just in different sizes. And when you sell in different sizes with different price points, Etsy shows your lowest price first on the main page, which is why everyone else is so much lower than hers. Just this one simple mistake can be a game changer. When I was selling temporary tattoos on Etsy, I noticed everyone was selling them in packs, and I figured they were doing that because it's super expensive to ship one single tattoo. In fact, it costs almost as much as the tattoo itself. So everyone was selling in packs of 10 or 15, which means you had to spend a minimum of $20 to $40 in order to get your temporary tattoos. Well, I decided to do an experiment and do single tattoos in a pack and just have people pay shipping because that was the only way I could afford to do it. As a result, people could customize a single tattoo. They could get it in different sizes. And ultimately, those $2 tattoos that we were selling were our biggest seller. They kept my brother in a salary for over a year and a half. He was making between $2,000 and $2,500 per month just off of a $2 item. Now, I'm not saying that your items should be super cheap, but if you're not in line with the pricing in your industry, think about ways that you can either innovate to make your item look more appealing and get more clicks, or think about ways that you can change what you're offering in order to give people just a couple of options that would allow them to spend money differently. I was reading through some financial reports from JP Morgan and Morgan Stanley recently, and they actually noted that people with family incomes, meaning four people with an income of $50,000 for family total, so this is in a lower income bracket, have been spending more than any other group right now. And that's not because they're making more money, it's because more things are available for cheaper and they're spending more of that disposable income on less expensive things. So this is just a trend, and what it means is in a year, people may be back to luxury items, but ultimately, if you can find a way to offer something a little bit less expensive in your Etsy shop or offer variations that allow you to get your price down, this can be a game changer for you at a time like this. Economy swings are totally normal, and this is something you'll want to keep your eye on so that you know when to adjust. For example, if you have a shop with items that are more expensive, think about making something that's easy to mass produce or something you can sell via print on demand that will allow you to just go cheaper with what you're doing so that you can capitalize on this trend while it's happening. Since this financial report was just released, that means they're expecting this trend to last at least a year, so keep this in mind for your own shop. Remember, when it comes down to it, no one is doing everything. There's no such thing as doing all the things, like I said, unless you're paying a team of people to do them for you. One person could not possibly do them all. Just a little bit of digging will often reveal a small handful of things that you're not doing that you could be doing better. In the case of our seller today, that was making more items and pricing her items at the same place that her competitors are. Thanks so much for listening to today's podcast. Hope you enjoyed our little review. Remember to take a look at your own stuff and figure out where you could be if you weren't just assuming that you were doing everything. Even big people, big sellers aren't doing everything. It's not possible. So don't feel bad if you're not able to do every single thing. Just remember that one or two things can often be a game changer, and you can build them one at a time instead of doing everything at once. Next week, we're going to talk about why it takes so long for Etsy to work and what you should really be expecting in terms of timeline and how quickly you'll be able to succeed. So stay tuned for that episode. Bye.